what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school wrestling today on the Coach's Corner. It was a great week last week for both Carbon and Emory. The two competed at the 3A duels, and they finished 1-2, actually, at that particular competition. But now the wrestling season, it transitions into high gear over the next month and a half, as we prepare for the upcoming state tournament. We'll talk about how the Carbon Dinos are faring right now with our guest, first-year head coach Ted Prettyman. And, Coach, it's a pleasure to speak with you once again. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, we'll start by talking about the 3A duels. And as you and I had talked about off of the cuff, there were some different nuances to it. I mean, COVID has really changed the wrestling season in general. So there were a few teams that were down, but nonetheless, your kids did exactly what they needed to do, put themselves in a spot to come away with a championship at the 3A duels. All in all, second place finish.
Yeah, we had a good tournament.
Coach, when you look at the way the kids performed overall, what impressed you the most? Because it's so much wrestling in a one-day tournament. We're talking five or six matches. So what stood out to you?
Well, they're starting to come around. Our team's having a hard time this year because they've got a new coach. Practices don't look the same. The way I teach isn't the same. It's been hard, especially for our seniors and juniors, because everything has changed. But I'm seeing my philosophy and my assistant coach's philosophy starting to come around, and they're starting to try new things, and they're overcoming some of the bad habits that I thought they had. And so it's really fun to see them trying new things and staying with them until they start working.
Well, if we look at individual performances over at the 3A duels, to no surprise, Bryce Judd once again was fantastic, Coach. If I'm not mistaken, he goes undefeated at the 3A duels.
Yes, he's our senior and a very good wrestler. He's a dedicated wrestler, and that's what makes a good one. But yes, he's one of our best wrestlers.
And you mentioned the senior, again, with so many young kids on this year's squad. I mean, you had so many freshmen competing. To have a senior that is not only a leader but a standout, I mean, when you look at the performances, this is a kid that has had a lot of success. Coach, how far does that take a freshman or a sophomore who maybe hasn't been around this level of competition?
Yeah, they listen to the coaches, and they're trying to learn. But when they see somebody doing what doing enough to win and using the moves we're trying to show them, they start believing in some of this stuff. And Bryce is a cheerleader too. He's just he pushes our freshmen and sophomores. He's just a really good leader in our team.
Well, I know on the opposite end of the spectrum, you also have a freshman in Brax Tapia who performed beautifully as well at the 3A duels. And Coach, just talking to some of the other coaches from throughout the 3A classification, they always mention Brax to me, and they tell me this kid's going to be something special. This kid is a fantastic wrestler. He goes 4-1 at the 3A duels. And so we talked about a standout senior. Here's a standout freshman doing great things.
Yeah, we have two of our freshmen that I the all-red boy at 106. And Braxton are they did really well in junior high. Especially with Braxton, his father is a coach. He's assisting this year. So he's had a lot of really good training. But the thing is that he's intense. He has a good, I don't know what you call it. He anticipates winning. He's not afraid to go out and try it, and that's our biggest thing. If we can get them convinced that they can win and we give them the tools, then it just takes determination, and he's got that. Both of our 106-pounder, Allred and Braxton, both have that.
You mentioned Rosin Allred again at 106, and Coach, that's a different kind of weight. I mean, you just don't know what you were going to see. But any wrestling meet I've gone to, I've seen kids that are in the 95-pound range compete at that 106-pound, and it's very compelling. I mean, it's just a different weight class all in all. And so for someone who's never been to a wrestling meet, you'll see some scrums at 106. It's a fun weight class.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. When I was wrestling, it was 95 pounds, and they were still light kids. So, yeah, it's a really interesting weight. The thing I like about Roslyn is he's quick, but he tries everything we show in practice. You'll see him try in a match. He's really receptive to what we're trying to teach, and it's starting to work for him.
And, Coach, if we're going to talk individual performances, I got to bring up Easton Horsley as well at 220. I mean, he's had a phenomenal year. And, again, talking to other coaches, they expect a lot from Easton, especially once we get to the state tournament. How would you assess the way he's performed so far this year?
Easton took third in the state last year. And he is a bright spot on our team, and other teams are paying attention to him. So they're training specifically to beat Easton. And they came up with a couple of things that work this, and so Easton and I are having a special practice today a little early. He's strong, he's quick, just a great citizen, and he works hard, really works hard. He's got some limitations to some of his movement just because of his size, but he's learning. And he's changed a lot this year, too. I expect Easton to be in the finals at the state tournament.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Prettyman of the Carbon High School Wrestling Team. Coach, now that we're in January and you're a first-year head coach at Carbon, I got to ask the question, how difficult was it to keep these kids, I don't want to say motivated, but keep them in shape and keep them on track during the Christmas break? I mean, that's a long time. Those moratoriums, I don't think it affects any other sport the way it affects wrestling.
No, it can kill you. Our practices are completely different than what they've done here at this high school forever. But it's more of a I don't even know exactly how it helps you regain your strength and your endurance in a hurry. So we do a series of six different exercises. That use your legs, use your arms, use your back, use your stomach, and then you stay on that for 20 seconds. You go to the next one. You go to the next one. You go, and it brings you back really, really quickly. So that helped them, and our kids really have been staying in shape pretty well. In fact, they comment on it that they still have wind left at the end of the third period. So our training is more of a college type training than high school. But it really helps. It really keeps them in shape.
Well, with that being said, Coach, I know from this point on, the schedule gets really hectic for you guys, and it's going to continue pretty much throughout the remainder of the year. I mean, there's really no rest from this point on.
No, we have 6 weeks of hurry and get it done. Yep. It'll be fun.
And I know it picks up pretty heavily this week. For instance, Wednesday night, home meet against Richfield. And then after that, you'll move on to the Tournament of Champions in Vernal. And as you and I were talking before we hopped on air, you'd mentioned the Tournament of Champions. You're looking forward to it from a level of competition that your boys will see.
I really am. They're going to see some of the best high school wrestlers in our state and in Colorado. I think they have 10 Colorado states, Colorado teams that will be there. And to watch other techniques and to watch other styles and to see the endurance and to watch top-notch wrestlers really help young wrestlers, really helps them and gets them inspired. And then we're going to be competing with them. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's always a really good tournament. And even if we get, you know, the kid gets put out and he gets to watch his weight go to the end where the champion stands up there and it really inspires them. It's good stuff. I really like it.
Coach, at this point in time in the season, are we reaching a point to where you can still see vast improvement for a kid, or is it to the point now where you're trying to fine-tune and polish things up?
Well, we do it a little bit different. We haven't shown many moves this year. We show more technique than moves. And so I would expect to see a lot more improvement between now and the state tournament. I think we're going to just keep getting better. If my philosophy works and my training works for them, I expect them to be at a peak at our state tournament.
Well, Coach, I know it's a fun time of the year as we get down to it. A lot of wrestling still to be had, but congratulations on a fantastic showing at the 3A duels. Best of luck against Richfield, and hopefully we can catch up again next week and recap the tournament champions. I would enjoy that conversation.
Great. Yeah, I would too.
We're going to break for just a moment, but more Drive Time sports coming up when we return. It's Football Tuesday. We'll start breaking down the opening rounds of the playoffs. We have six games over 2 days. It's coming up next when we return.